members of the class of 1982, parents and other relatives of graduates, members of the faculty, and friends of the university, it's my honor as Chancellor of the University of Alaska Fairbanks to welcome you this afternoon to our 60th commencement. To begin today's program, the Reverend James Cole will give the invocation, followed by the selection of Jubilate Deo, sung by the University of Alaska Choir of the North.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For through your goodness, you have given us the beauty of this day. You have given us life. You have given us this moment in time to appreciate all of your gifts. The gift of wisdom and knowledge, the gift of education, the gift of generosity given by the parents of these graduates, the gift of sharing by the teachers and the faculty and the administrators of this university. As we celebrate this day, O Lord, make us always thankful for your gifts. Bless all who are gathered here today and make them always faithful people to love and to serve in this world that you have created. And O God, as we leave here today, help us in appreciation to appreciate your gifts and to live in your image, in whose image we are made. Amen.
Welcome. This afternoon, we're here to honor the graduates of both Kanawha Valley Community College and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It's time for the choir. Thank you.
As I was saying before that earlier faux pas, we're here today to honor the graduates of both Tanana Valley Community College and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. From the University of Alaska Fairbanks, we have 402 people receiving 409 degrees in an assortment of areas. Their average age is 28. Tanana Valley additionally will graduate another 66 today. Our youngest student receiving an Associate of Arts degree is age 19. She is Jeanette Marie Cederborg. And our oldest student receiving a bachelor's degree is Alice Jean Johnson, age 61. It represents a fairly wide diversity of the type of population that we regularly serve. At this time, I would like to introduce the members of the University of Alaska's Board of Regents who are with us today, and I ask that you hold your applause until all whom I have introduced are standing. First, President of the Board of Regents from Fairbanks, Mr. Jeffrey Cook. Secretary of the Board from Juneau, Mildred Banfield. From Kodiak, Margaret Hall. From Fairbanks, Thomas McLeish. From Anchorage, John Shively. From Fairbanks and past president of the Board of Regents, Hugh Fate, Jr. From Anchorage and also past president of the Board of Regents, Edward Rasmussen. And from Fairbanks, but representing the entire statewide University of Alaska student body, Sarah Hannon. Ladies and gentlemen, the Board of Regents. I would also like to introduce to you the president of the statewide University of Alaska system, Dr. Jay Barton. From Tanana Valley Community College, President Rod Enos. There are also a number of other distinguished people whom I would like to introduce. First, there's Dr. William R. Wood, fourth president of the university and president emeritus of the university. Dr. Wood. We also have a very major friend of the university, mayor of the North Star Borough, Mayor John Carlson, and his wife, June. I don't believe that City Mayor Ruth Burnett is present today. I would like to welcome many of our alumni whom we have honored also this weekend. We have with us today some members of the class of 1932 who are celebrating the 50th anniversary of their commencement from the University of Alaska. I would like to ask them to stand so that they may be recognized, and please hold your applause until all are standing. First, we have Wilson Walton from Washington, who received a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering in 1932. We have Donald McDonald from Montana, who received a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering in the same year. We have Norma Clausen Smith from the state of Washington, who received a Bachelor of Business Administration. We have Robert Lyle from Anchorage, who received a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering. And we also have with us Ronald Snodgrass from Palmer, who received a Bachelor of Science degree in Agriculture. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the class of 1932. The alumni are honored as distinguished groups every 5 years. And so this year we are recognizing graduates from the classes of 1937, 42, 47, 52, 57, 62, 67, 72, and 1977. All members of those classes, please rise. We have with us today a very distinguished guest from the state of California. She's Dr. Marjorie Wagner. Dr. Wagner received her PhD from Yale University in 1942, a time when it was not so common for women to be in that sector of higher education. She is currently serving as director of the Institutes of Chief Academic Officers and Deans with the American Council on Education, and is also senior associate with the American Council of Education Office for Women in Higher Education. She has been vice chancellor for faculty and student affairs at the California State University System, and she was she was president of Sonoma State College, which is an interesting mark because she was the first female president of a public coeducational institution in the United States. She's also been acting president of Scripps College, dean of the faculty at Scripps, and dean of the college and professor of English at Sarah Lawrence University. Our selection this year of a female to address the University of Alaska Fairbanks and TBCC graduating classes is particularly appropriate in view of our choice of honorary degree recipients this year. I guess I would be remiss if I didn't remark our last woman speaker for the university commencement was in 1956. It's been a fairly wide span between them. I would like to introduce to you now our commencement speaker, Dr. Marjorie Wagner.
President Barton, Chancellor O'Rourke, members of the administration, faculty, staff, distinguished guests, and graduates, and their families and friends. I feel it a great privilege to be here today to share with you this celebration. One can't help remembering one's own celebrations like this, and it is about 40 years ago that I donned this gown for the first time. And I regard it as an old friend. It's been through many commencements in many places, and this surely is one of the happiest and climactic ones of my life. I have never before been to Alaska, and I have been deeply impressed with this university, the commitment of its faculty, and the enthusiasm of its staff, and particularly the excitement that I can feel generated in its student body. I am delighted indeed to be here. You, of course, are also delighted to be here. You must have a sense of some energy depletion, a sense of finishing, perhaps, and not wanting very much to look ahead at what is called a commencement. But it is indeed not only an ending for you and your families who are proud and happy today that you made it, but it's a beginning. And what we need to talk about for a few minutes together is what it's a beginning of. One asks oneself sometimes what it is that prompts the nation, the state, the taxpayers to support public universities like this one, to offer you the educational opportunities that you have seized and capitalized on. What makes us do it? We pay taxes for many things. I hope for nothing more willingly than public education. What is it for? Why do we do it? Why does every state in the union have land-grant institutions, and some of them, not so many, like this one, a sea-grant institution? Why do we do that? State colleges, community colleges. We do it, it seems to me, because we recognize that we have an unending resource in times that seem full of doom about depleting resources. We have an unending resource in our people, in people like you. It is for you that this institution exists, and for those who have come before you and those who will come after you. You represent to all of us the leaders of the future. And I would like to talk a little bit with you today about that kind of leadership that we are hoping for from you, and that, in a sense, is a burden that we place upon you in return for the opportunities that you have been given by the people of Alaska, and indeed by the people of the United States. What do we mean when we think of leadership? We have serious concerns about leadership in this country. We have, for example, a new commission funded by the Carnegie Foundation to study presidential leadership in the universities. We never had to do that before. There are more than 3,000 universities and colleges in this country, and the leadership is a crisis for us. Finding the right people, supporting them when we find them, and not allowing them to be defeated by outside external forces, such as depleting budgets and losses of revenue. So we study that. We study in many other kinds of groups the leadership that must come to us in the political arena. We study the leadership that must come to us in science and technology. So we're much concerned about leadership in this particular time and in our nation. And so we need to think a little, since you are the ones who will be the leaders, you must be. We need to think a little about what it is that we look for in a leader. And what we look for, I should suggest, you have. And you have it in part, not through your native gifts alone, but in part because of your education before you got to the University of Alaska and now that you are completing a degree here. We look, of course, for intelligence, for the kind of analytical skills that you must have learned, particularly, I would suggest, through the general education requirements that sometimes seem such a burden, but through mathematics and through reading and through writing, the kinds of skills that you have now developed and must keep honing and developing are basic to the kind of leadership that I'm thinking of. The skills not only to take apart problems and see the issues, recognize priorities, all those things that you do every day without knowing it in your own lives, you must do as you enter on to new careers and new worlds. And you will all be in some form of career, whatever it may be. It will be a career. It will be a lifetime of work, changing perhaps from one field to another. Many people do that frequently. Four times in a lifetime, we now know, careers are changed. You must be flexible enough to use those analytic skills to move ahead in those places that you choose to serve. And of course, the skill not only to analyze and synthesize and see the thing whole, but also the skill to articulate, the skill to be able to say what it is you see, and to say it clearly, succinctly, and effectively so that people listen. Those are basic skills that you have learned through your education and which you now possess. They are never fully possessed, but they have to be worked at and supported by you in constant effort. What else do we look for? We look, of course, for initiative. Initiative that rests on imagination and vision. That's harder to come by. Not always learned in school, but somehow stimulated, cultivated, nurtured by the education that you have had, by the people who are dedicated here to teaching you from your dedicated faculty. You have seen what it is to have imagination, creative vision. You've seen it from the people around you and your family often. You know what it is. You know when you have it yourself. And almost all of you, I would say, have it, though some of you, I'm sure, do not yet have the confidence to say, yes, I do have imagination. I do have vision. I do know what things ought to be like. And then I take the initiative to make them that way insofar as I can in my own life and in the world in which I am going to work. You must be risk takers. You must be capable and willing to say, I have never done that before. No one has ever done that before. But I will do it. You have today on this platform people who have done things that no one has ever done before. And it is a risk, and one takes it, because it's not only to the benefit of the self, though it is that, but it's also to the benefit of the world that you are really called to serve because of this graduation today. So initiative, based on your careful skills and your imagination and your vision. But more important for all of us and our leaders is a very difficult thing to describe, something one knows when one sees it, something one knows when one has it, and it's really integrity, what I like to call authenticity, to be what you are, and that fully, not to be what someone else wants you to be, though it may be a good thing, not to be what someone else tells you to be, though that also may be a good thing, but to be what you really are. One of the finest English poets has written a poem, Gerard Manley Hopkins, which he says, what I do is me, for that I came. That's the kind of message that your authenticity brings with you. And as you develop and mature, as you grow older, it will become a more ringing message, what you are. You have today again on this platform a woman who is to be honored, an artist who is authentic in her risk-taking, in her exploits, and what she has achieved. And it is rare and remarkable that such people are so honored as she will be today. You may not be so honored for being yourself, for doing what is authentic. But you will know yourself what it is, and that will be your own reward. And the reward will come from the people around you. Today, because it is this kind of special day for the university, with women on this platform who are being honored, among them myself, to be here with you, I want to mention particularly that there is no distinction, as I talk to you all, between men and women in leadership. The resources indeed are diminishing, our natural resources. We have discovered that they don't go on forever. And the remarkable initiative and leadership and skill that produced that pipeline that I saw yesterday for the first time, that extraordinary accomplishment, is a symbol here in Alaska of the kind of technological, engineering, indeed environmental concerns and skills that we have developed in our universities and our research institutes. But that won't go on forever. But what will go on forever are these natural resources that are called people. And 50% of them, 52% of them, are female. We have no way any longer, no matter what traditions and histories and sociological and psychological reasoning and pressures that have been upon us, and we all have suffered from them and experienced them. We have no way any longer to ignore that huge body of resource. John Stuart Mill, long ago, one who you would not expect to say that, said, we will lose half our wealth and our resources unless we give women the roles that they rightfully and properly can take. We have many things, all of us, men and women together, to be aware of as we look toward that future. What I like to think of as a new frontier for Alaska, as for all of us, that future in which we work together as leaders, women and men, not without distinction. I would not be one to say that women's leadership is exactly like the leadership of men. There are certain things that each of us brings to our roles that may be indeed different. We are the growth promoters. We are the ones that watch from the time we have children or are close to children what it is to see things flower and open and take their place in the sun. This is very close to our hearts. It's close to many men's hearts as well. But there are things we can contribute. I cannot bear to say that we are more humane than men. We are not. But we ought to be. We ought to be always aware of the value of every single human creature and be able to promote humanity in administration, humaneness in government, sensitivity in corporations, the recognition that people are the resource and that they are not merely numbers on a chart, but that they're people with aspirations and needs and that must be fulfilled through work as well as through the benefits and supports of home and family. And that is particularly true at this time. I am very sure that we are making progress in recognizing men and women together, that we cannot ignore this resource which has been ignored too long. We are making progress. Now there are 25 women who are presidents of four-year state colleges and universities in the United States. That's 24 more than when I first assumed that office. There are over 250 women who are, I know, of course, about higher education, running educational institutions 4 years and more. There are many, many women who are becoming prominent in corporate groups, industry, of course, in the medical sciences, and indeed, in this state, as you well know, and in all our states, in politics and in government. There are many women who are there now because we cared early enough to begin to promote and to concern ourselves about them. But this is a time when, to some relief on the part of many people, the regulations are being relaxed that the government, the federal government, has laid upon us for what we call affirmative action. The coercion of compliance reviews is removed, and that may be something that is all to the good. In that, it puts upon us individually now, as leaders, the faculty, the administration, the society, and on you as future leaders, puts upon us all the burden and the joy, if you like, the opportunity of making these things happen because we believe in them, because they are things that we can support wholeheartedly and recognize as our obligation and our opportunity. We don't need to wait for someone to take away our federal grant money or to do whatever else is going to be done to us. We don't need to wait, and we most of all don't need and cannot afford to slacken. We cannot lose the gains that have been made in the last years for the enhancement and enrichment of our institutions, all our institutions, by the tapping of this great resource. And so today, I am most happy to be part of a ceremony in which you are honoring women, part of an institution which is recognizing through its leadership the importance of establishing a women's center, for developing ways in which the curriculum can open up at last to the recognition that there are many contributions that have never been noted in the institutional patterns and programs that we follow. All of that is happening at the University of Alaska. And that is an enormously encouraging, indeed, an enlightened thing to do. And you are part of that. You are what they are looking at, and we are looking at. When I come here now, and I look at you all, I think, really, I have never known a time or a place where these words of a fine American writer are more appropriate. I have read him for many years. I have thought of these words in many instances and many occasions. But these are the places, these are the people, this is the state, this is the frontier where they seem most appropriate. Henry David Thoreau, a young man who sat by a pond, a small lake in Massachusetts in the early 1800s, built himself a cabin. He didn't ever come to Alaska. He would have written the words with even more enthusiasm had he done that. But he wrote because he was so aware of the great resources of the people of this nation. He said, "There is yet more day to dawn. The sun is but a morning star." It is so in Alaska. What place better for you to go out using the talents, the education that these dedicated people have helped provide you, and the kind of inspiration that being in this state, in this place with its fluidity and its opportunities for change, what better place than to look for the leaders of the future? I wish you well, and I know that I will know about you as you begin your leadership paths. Thank you.
Please rise. Will the candidates for the baccalaureate degrees please rise? Will the candidates for master's degrees please rise? And will the candidates for the PhD please rise? President Barton, on behalf of the Tanana Valley Community College and the University of Alaska Fairbanks, it is my pleasure to present these candidates for the associate, baccalaureate, master's, and doctoral degrees. On behalf of the faculty of the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the faculty of Tanana Valley Community College, we certify that they have fulfilled all academic requirements for their respective degrees and that they now receive their diplomas.
Regent Cook, it is my pleasure to present to you these candidates for degrees from their respective departments of instruction as recorded in the official program.
President Barton, thank you. By virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents, under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and upon the recommendation of the President of the University, I confer upon you the Associate, Baccalaureate, Master's, and Doctoral degrees to which you are entitled with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto.
Please be seated. Dr. Lawrence Bennett, Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, will present the degree candidates by college and school. Dr. Bennett.
The candidates for the Associate, Bachelor's, and Graduate degrees will now be presented. By way of explanation, the gold cords on the shoulders of certain candidates indicate that they are being graduated with academic honors. Those with grade point averages of 3.5 to 3.79 will be graduated cum laude, and those with grade point averages of 3.8 to 3.99 will be graduated magna cum laude. We ask that the audience withhold applause until the last candidate from each college or school has received his or her diploma. The candidates from the Tanana Valley Community College will be introduced by Nancy Hidden, Acting Director of Student Services. Tanana Valley Community College President Rodney Enos will join Regent Cook and President Barton in the presentation of the degrees. Will the candidates from the Tanana Valley Community College please rise and come forward?
David Allen Aiken, Associate of Applied Science, Petroleum Technology. Michael Timothy Kearney, Associate of Applied Science, Petroleum Technology, cum laude. Vera Rose Cartledge, Associate of Arts, Paraprofessional Counseling. Kathleen Mike Dalton, Associate of Applied Science, Petroleum Technology. Louise M. Dean, Associate of Applied Science, Office Occupation, Associate of Applied Science, Business Supervision. Joyce M. Erickson, Associate of Arts, Library Technical Assistant. Joan D. Heidel, Associate of Applied Science, Electronics Technology, cum laude. Laurie A. Holland Klein, Associate of Arts, Paraprofessional Counseling. Randolph W. Honey, Associate of Applied Science, Petroleum Technology. Robert Edwin Hutchison, Associate of Applied Science, Petroleum Technology. Sherry Ann Jackman, Associate of Applied Science, Office Occupations. James Lawrence Kelly, Associate of Applied Science, Electronics Technology. Janet Cheryl Miller, Associate of Applied Science, Petroleum Technology. Mary K. Mueller, Associate of Arts, Library Technology Assistant, cum laude. John Edmund Orbach, Associate of Applied Science, Electronics Technology. John Pritchett, Jr., Associate of Applied Science, Electronic Technology. Rachel Anna Ramuth, Associate of Arts, Early Childhood Development. Paul C. Reynolds, Associate of Applied Science, Petroleum Technology. Jean Rain Salzman, Jr., Associate of Applied Science, Airframe and Power Plant. Harry A. Schultz, III, Associate of Applied Science, Petroleum Technology, cum laude. Now let's congratulate the degree recipients from Tanana Valley Community College.
It's geography. Leona Bernice Aldridge, Bachelor of Arts, Sociology. James Thomas Balco, Bachelor of Arts, Physical Education. John Lester Barkdahl, Bachelor of Arts, Political Science, cum laude. Gretchen Ann Bostick, Bachelor of Music, Music Education Secondary. Nicholas Joseph Botseller, Bachelor of Arts, Linguistics. Patricia A. Bradley, Bachelor of Science, Psychology. Jane Hackney Carson, Bachelor of Science, Psychology, cum laude. Joseph Galliard Hawkins, Jr., Bachelor of Science, Mathematics, cum laude. Jonathan Peter Cecil, Bachelor of Arts, Political Science. Jihar Chang, Bachelor of Arts, Art. Richard Thomas Klein, Bachelor of Arts, Sociology. Nancy Diane Comfort, Bachelor of Music, Music Education Elementary. Deborah P. Damron, Bachelor of Arts, Journalism. Roman J. Dial, Bachelor of Science, Mathematics. Elizabeth Kim Dugdale, Bachelor of Arts, Political Science. Vicki K. Dwyer, Bachelor of Arts, Humanities. John Walter Engels, Bachelor of Science, Physics. Ramona Lisa Esposito, Bachelor of Arts, Humanities. Rourke Allen Head, Bachelor of Science, Mathematics. Janice Marie Hilton, Bachelor of Arts, Journalism. Walter Herod, Bachelor of Music, Music Education Secondary, Performance, cum laude. Franklin Thomas Hoffman, Bachelor of Arts, Art, cum laude.
Congratulations.
Alice Jean Johnson, Bachelor of Arts, Humanities. Casimir David Cott, Bachelor of Arts, Justice. Kathleen Teresa Lavelle, Bachelor of Arts, Geography. Stanley Earl Leapart, Bachelor of Arts, History. Leher C. Lee, Bachelor of Science, Mathematics, cum laude. Kama Ray Lindahl, Bachelor of Arts, English. Anthony Michael Lombardo, Bachelor of Arts, History and Political Science, cum laude. Barbara Jean Lyons, Bachelor of Science, Physical Education. Lou Ann Maxwell, Bachelor of Science, Psychology. Deanna Lynn McGee, Bachelor of Science, Psychology. William Raymond Miller, Jr., Bachelor of Arts, Sociology. Sarah Ruth Monahan, Bachelor of Music, Music Education, Secondary. Martha Elizabeth Morgan, Bachelor of Science, Psychology. Michael Joseph O'Brien, Bachelor of Arts, History. Susan Shelter Pennell, Bachelor of Science, Psychology. Donna Lee Peterman, Bachelor of Arts, Sociology. Maria Elizabeth Ramph, Bachelor of Music, Performance, magna cum laude. Shelley Sultana Reed, Bachelor of Arts, Theater, cum laude. Robert Edward Reichert, Jr., Bachelor of Arts, Justice. Brenda Jean Richard, Bachelor of Arts, Justice. Julia Ruth Scott, Bachelor of Arts, Journalism, cum laude, and recipient of this year's Marion Boswell Award for the Outstanding Senior Woman. Joyce Staten, Bachelor of Arts, Sociology. Ivana S. Tomlin, Bachelor of Arts, English. Eleanor Brooks Trigg, Bachelor of Arts, Art. Deborah Jean Utilla, Bachelor of Science, Psychology, cum laude. Gary Owen Uttermull, Bachelor of Fine Arts, Drawing. Jody Ann Vignola, Bachelor of Arts, Speech Communication.
Hold on a second.
Masuo Watabi, Bachelor of Arts, Yupik Eskimo. Donna Lee Wise, Bachelor of Science, Chemistry. Michael Edward Welch, Bachelor of Arts, Geography and Regional Development. Gregory Thomas Williams, Bachelor of Arts, Political Science. Please applaud all of these wonderful graduates in arts and sciences.
Candidates from the College of Environmental Sciences will be presented by Dean Juan G. Roederer. Will those candidates please rise and come forward?
Douglas George Bew, Bachelor of Science, Fisheries Biology. Robert Wilfred Cassell, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Elizabeth Allison Choate, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences, magna cum laude. Roman J. Dial, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Joseph Christopher Gass, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences, cum laude. Joanne Johnson, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Charles Arthur Mylander, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Thomas C. McCall, Bachelor of Science, Wildlife Management. Donna K. Montague, Bachelor of Science, Fisheries Biology. Kevin Matthew Nuss, Bachelor of Science, Wildlife Management. Michelle M. Robert, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Laurie G. Robertson, Bachelor of Arts, Earth Science. Mark D. Ross, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Cynthia Folsom Sisson, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Dorothy I. Talbot, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Arthur A. Wynn, Bachelor of Science, Fisheries Science. Suzanne Yvonne Yerian, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Timothy Michael Zadalis, Bachelor of Science, Biological Sciences. Please applaud the degree recipients of the college.
Candidates from the School of Agriculture and Land Resources Management will be presented by Professor Benita J. Neeland. Will those candidates please rise and come forward?
Peter Wright. Carey, Bachelor of Science, Natural Resources Management. Robert Earl Geek, Jr., Bachelor of Science, Natural Resources Management. John Paul Griffin, Bachelor of Science, Natural Resources Management, cum laude. J. Thomas Kurth, Bachelor of Science, Natural Resources Management. Hi, John. John Francis Martin, Bachelor of Science, Natural Resources Management. Emma Lee Reed, Bachelor of Science, Natural Resources Management. Please applaud our fine graduates.
Candidates from the School of Education will be presented by Dean Charles K. Ray. Will the candidates from the School of Education please rise and come forward?
Marlene F. Anderson, Bachelor of Education, Elementary Education. Veronica Katrine Belton, Bachelor of Education, Elementary Education, cum laude. Miriam Carla Bregoff, Bachelor of Elementary Education, magna cum laude. Gertie Sam Brown, Bachelor of Education, Cross-Cultural Education. Donna L. Dinsmore, Bachelor of Education, Elementary Education. Laura Charlotte Elliott, Bachelor of Education, Early Childhood Education. Laura Diane Fisher, Bachelor of Education, Elementary, cum laude. Robin Ann Hurd, Bachelor of Education, Elementary Education. Monica Mary Heath, Bachelor of Education, Elementary Education, cum laude. Janet Carol Rogers, Bachelor of Education, Elementary Education. Karen A. Schauer, Bachelor of Education, Elementary Education. Juliet Hallett Shriver, Bachelor of Education, Cross-Cultural Education, cum laude. Amy Lou Seminer, Bachelor of Education, Secondary Education. Teresa M. O'Rone, Bachelor of Education, Cross-Cultural Education. Ruth Elizabeth Wagner, Bachelor of Education, Elementary Education. Will you now please congratulate these degree recipients?
Candidates from the School of Engineering will be presented by Dean Vincent S. Hahnemann, Jr. Will the candidates please rise and come forward?
Louis Joseph Bassler, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. Scott Bell, Bachelor of Science, Mechanical Engineering. Brian Thomas Billingsley, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. George Thomas Chaney, Bachelor of Science, Mechanical Engineering. Sigurd Eric Kohlberg, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering, magna cum laude. James Patrick Cusick, Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering. Dean Dale Day, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. Joseph Galliard Hawkins, Jr., Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering, cum laude. William Neil Hendrickson, Bachelor of Science, Mechanical Engineering. Stephen C. Hensley, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. Philip Andrew Hoffman, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. Kevin Francis Janoski, Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering. Ronald King, Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering. Donald Gregory Kenny, Associate of Arts Science, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering, magna cum laude. Gary Kuhn, Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering. Michael Pearson Lewis, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. Robert L. McGill, Jr., Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. D. Lance Merrick, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. Russell Edward Moore, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. Hai Foon, Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering. Darren Vern Reddick, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering. George Stein, Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering. Damon Francis Stella, Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering, magna cum laude. Please all join me in recognizing an excellent engineering class.
Candidates from the School of Management will be presented by Dean William G. Phillips. Will those candidates please rise and come forward?
Paula, Carol, Karen, Associate of Arts, Computer Information Systems, cum laude. Mary J. Hughes, Associate of Arts, Accounting, cum laude. Scott Robert Weiss, Associate of Arts, Computer Information Systems. Sherilyn J. Stevens, Associate of Arts, Computer Information Systems. Donna V. Strack, Associate of Arts, Computer Information Systems, cum laude. Carla Ray Cetus, Associate of Arts, Computer Information Systems. D. Catherine Adams, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting, cum laude. Patricia Harder Anderson, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Juanetta Jo Ayers, Bachelor of Business Administration, Travel Industry Management. Jeff Ramon Bellamoni, Bachelor of Business Administration, Finance and Management. Corinne Ann Bradish, Bachelor of Business Administration, Management and Marketing. Lucy A.K. Carlo, Bachelor of Business Administration, Management. Colleen Laurie Cartledge, Bachelor of Business Administration, Marketing and Management, cum laude. Albert Howard Dahlman, Bachelor of Business Administration, Management. Mark Robert Darrow, Bachelor of Business Administration, Travel Industry Management. Laura Ann Akins, Bachelor of Business Administration, Finance, cum laude. Susan L. Evans, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Richard Anthony Francis, Bachelor of Business Administration, Management. Francis M. Gleason, Bachelor of Business Administration, Management. Thomas A. Gleason, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Rebecca King Gray, Bachelor of Business Administration, Marketing, cum laude. Michael David Grandin, Bachelor of Business Administration, Travel Industry Management. Deborah Rogers Honey, Bachelor of Business Administration, Finance, and Management. Betty Huntington, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Clifton Inch, Accounting. Jason D. Keene, Bachelor of Arts, Economics, cum laude. Each year, the Joel Weigert Award for the Outstanding Male Graduate is awarded. This year's recipient was Mr. Jason D. Keene. Dolores Kelly McKee, Bachelor of Business Administration, Travel Industry Management, cum laude. James Richard McKittrick, Bachelor of Business Administration, Management. Jansey R. Milkey, Bachelor of Business Administration, Finance. Michelle Janine Millis, Bachelor of Business Administration, Marketing and Management. Albert David Morgan, Bachelor of Technology, Electronics Technology and Business Administration. Douglas Mitchell Morris, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Parker Jeffries Nation Jr., Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Diana Jeanette Newton, Bachelor of Business Administration, Travel Industry Management. Renee Webb Otis, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting, magna cum laude. Jeanette Gail Pearson, Associate of Arts, Computer Information Systems, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Timothy P. Rebar, Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Darlena K. Rush, Bachelor of Business Administration, Travel Industry Management. Linda Teresa Schumann, Associate of Arts, Computer Information Systems, and Bachelor of Business Administration, Accounting. Richard E. C., Bachelor of Technology, Electronics Technology, and Business Administration. David Arthur Thompson, Bachelor of Arts, Economics. Leon Eric Van Wy, Bachelor of Arts, Economics. Andrea Helene Warwick, Bachelor of Business Administration, Management. Dennis Carl Watson, Bachelor of Arts, Economics. Clara Shackelford White, Bachelor of Arts in Business Education. Will you join me, please, in congratulating these outstanding graduates?
Candidates from the School of Mineral Industry will be presented by Dean Earl H. Beistlein. Will the candidates from the School of Mineral Industry please rise and come forward?
Ladies and gentlemen, before the candidates come on stage, I am pleased to announce that those students shown in the program who will be receiving petroleum engineering degrees are the first group to receive such degrees from the University of Alaska as a result of the implementation of a petroleum engineering program on this campus last fall. Of the five students receiving degrees, Naveen Sharma completed his work at the end of the first semester and the others at the end of the second semester. Bradley Bruce Berg, Bachelor of Science, Petroleum Engineering. Donald Eugene Carlson, Bachelor of Science, Geological Engineering. Glenn Thomas Colborn, Bachelor of Science, Mining Engineering. What have you got for me? Tina Louise Denton, Bachelor of Science, Mining Engineering. Gerald Wayne Foster, Bachelor of Science, Geological Engineering, and Bachelor of Science, Petroleum Engineering, cum laude. Glenn T. Hall, Bachelor of Science, Mining Engineering. David Joseph King, Bachelor of Science, Mining Engineering.
I got another one? Thank you.
Bachelor of James D. Oliver, Bachelor of Science, Petroleum Engineering. Naveen, what do you have?
Nothing.
Okay. Naveen Kumar Sharma, Bachelor of Science, Petroleum Engineering. Good. Thomas R. Zimmer, Bachelor of Science, Mining Engineering. Please congratulate this outstanding group.
Candidates for the graduate degrees will be presented by Keith B. Mather, Vice Chancellor for Research and Advanced Study. Will the master's degree candidates please rise and come forward? Again, we ask that the audience withhold applause until the last diploma has been presented.
Michael Van Hook McGee, Master of Fine Arts, Creative Writing. Teresa Saunders Stone, Master of Art, Music Education. Margaret Mary Bellington, Master of Science, Biology. Diana K. Hansen, Master of Arts, Anthropology. Roger Allen Marshall, Master of Science, Space Physics. Thomas William Mortensen, Master of Science, Geology. Deborah Joan Reynolds, Master of Arts, Chemistry. Margaret Ellen Willett, Master of Science, Natural Resources Management. Claudia Douglas Doyle, Master of Education. Myra Jane Haywood Finch, Master of Education. Deborah Freeman Arnold, Master of Arts in Teaching, Education. Peter Allen Glass, Master of Education, Guidance and Counseling. Margaret Leshenko Lau, Master of Education. Loyola Murray McManus, Master of Education. Mary Ray Pig, Master of Education. Nina M. Sinke, Master of Education. James A. Smith, Master of Art, Mass Media Education. Joyce Dimitri Staten, Master of Education. Michael Thibodeau, Master of Education. Carol Ann Wallace, Master of Education. Linda Elizabeth Witt, Master of Education. Shinya Takasugi, Master of Science, Civil Engineering. Nice to see you. Timothy Mark Burgess, Master of Business Administration. Surya Prakash V. Suryam, Master of Business Administration. Catherine C. Driscoll, Master of Business Administration. Richard N. Guttenberg, Master of Business Administration. Michael Lee McKittrick, Master of Business Administration. Madan R. Naidu, Master of Business Administration. Last one, please. Last but not least. James Robert Ramey, Master of Business Administration. Will the candidates for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy please rise? Ladies and gentlemen, in conferring this highest of academic degrees, it is our custom that over the shoulders of the candidates will be placed the Doctor of Philosophy hood, bearing the colors of the University of Alaska. The diploma will be presented by Regent Cook, and the hood will be placed by President Barton and Chancellor O'Rourke. Candidates, please come forward. And ladies and gentlemen, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, you need be less restrained, shall I say, in your applause. You may applaud individually as you see fit. Jack C. Mellor, PhD, Oceanography and Ocean Engineering, Bachelor of Science from Humboldt State, California in 1967. His thesis: remote sensing and aquatic resource assessment relative to water depths on the Alaska North Slope. Dr. Mellor. Thank you, sir. Joellen Page Spencer, PhD in Applied Plant Ecology, Bachelor of Science, University of Alaska, Fairbanks, 1972, Master of Arts, University of Colorado, 1975, Thesis, A Comparison on Computer-Aided Analysis Techniques for Remote Sensing Data. Dr. Spencer. Michael Gunter Weber, PhD, Plant-Soil Relations, Bachelor of Science from the University of New Brunswick, Canada in 1973, Master of Science, also University of New Brunswick, 1976. His thesis, the use of nitrogen-15 in monitoring forest floor nitrogen dynamics in permafrost-free and permafrost-dominated black spruce ecosystems in interior Alaska. Dr. Weber. Persons, yes, all oceanographers who have fulfilled all the requirements for the PhD are unable to attend the ceremony today, but I would at least like to read their names and mention their fields of study. Susan Marie Ashwell Erickson, doctorate in biological oceanography. Lewis Arnold Mollott, doctorate in oceanography. Frederick Tilton Short, doctorate in oceanography. These three are doubtless all at sea, where instinct tells they prefer to be. And I register this most literally, with no implications metaphorically. They're riding the waves and coasts afar. Afar? Now, how do I get out of this one? The degrees will be given in absentia.
Lieutenant Colonel Charles Smelser, Professor of Military Science, will present the candidates for United States Army Commission. Will the candidates for commission in the United States Army please rise and come forward?
President Barton, upon recommendation of the faculty of the Department of Military Science and approved by the President of the United States, I present to you these candidates for commission whose names are listed on the official program.
Thank you, Colonel. On behalf of the President of the United States, I have the honor to present to you your commission in the Army of the United States. You have been selected for this honor because special confidence is reposed in your fidelity, your ability, and your competence. To have merited this confidence is an achievement. I charge that you so live and so act that you continue to prove worthy of this distinction.
I will now administer the oath. Would you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I state your full name.
I, Franklin Thomas Hoffman.
Having been appointed an officer,
having been appointed officer
in the Army of the United States,
in the Army of the United States,
grade of second lieutenant,